You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Google is getting rid of third-party cookies in its Chrome browser next year and will stop selling ads based on your browsing history. No more tracking you all over the web to see what you're into and targeting you with ads everywhere you are. The company also said in a blog post Wednesday that it won't replace cookies with some other personal tracking technology. Google is moving to a, quote, privacy-first ad targeting strategy, where your online profile will be grouped anonymously with others like you, and you'll get ads appropriate to your cohort. Meglita Jones is a professor of communication, culture, and technology at Georgetown. She says Google itself, though, still has plenty of ways to get data about you.
Google knows a lot about you. It has a lot of different data sources. It has search, it has browser. Right now, it also has data analytics. The point here is that, oh my gosh, Google has so much data. And they also are gatekeepers, you know, for a lot of these other sources of information.
Will this move do anything to improve consumer privacy? If that is the banner under which Google is selling this, is that true in any way?
Google's strategy is more privacy preserving, but for the consumer, there is a potential problems with the amount of kind of increased reliance that it places on Google. It recenters it in the advertising industry. Of course, it's front and center already, and so critics argue that that in and of itself is not great for consumer privacy.
Like, it doesn't, I gotta be honest, this doesn't sound like it's gonna help me very much as a consumer.
I think that it's potentially gonna help you. And I will say that this change causes a bunch of ripple effects. So it causes a bunch of other changes that could potentially help the consumer. It doesn't take away Google's place in the advertising ecosystem, but it does shake it up. And in doing so, I think provides potential for benefits to the consumer.
We're making these kind of like incremental improvements to this privacy regime. I wonder, though, at the end of the day, isn't the primary offender targeted advertising? Like, if we just got rid of that, wouldn't we be able to stop a lot of these machinations around who gets to follow who, where, and how?
Targeted advertising making me vulnerable to some awful shoe ad repeatedly also makes me vulnerable to, for instance, foreign actors creating bots to target me. So it's of course important for people to pay attention to the tools that they use, but it's really also important to keep pressuring policymakers to pass meaningful data protection laws at the state level and at the federal level, I think.
Meglita Jones is a professor of communication, culture, and technology at Georgetown. Her book, Cookies and the Transatlantic History of Digital Consent, will be out next year. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.